This is the regional newscast for Friday, August 6th. I'm Kate Redmond. The Office of Economic Development and International Trade are joining the Colorado Department of Transportation and the Grand Junction Economic Partnership to study freight movement across the Western Slope. That study will detail freight traffic that might help in negotiations with the Union Pacific and Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroads to develop a freight rail terminal in Grand Junction. Businesses on the Western Slope currently rely on Salt Lake City to handle warehousing and distribution. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports their freight rail terminal can offload shipping containers with goods from overseas. The Federal Highway Administration estimated 420 million tons of product were moved into, out of, and around Colorado on trucks in 2016. That's up from 78.6 million tons of products in 2014. The $1.2 trillion federal infrastructure bill includes $66 billion directed toward modernizing and expanding transit and rail networks across the country. The business partnership in Grand Junction is also in conversation with U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper, who serves on the Senate's Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. Three mountain rescue members recovering the body of Kelly McDermott on Capitol Peak were injured Wednesday after being hit by a massive rockfall, likely triggered by other climbers above them. The Colorado Sun reports the most seriously injured rescuer was flown to a Denver area hospital for emergency surgery after a rock knocked him nearly 20 feet into the air. McDermott's body is located in a precarious spot about 500 feet below the knife edge, a ridge which leads to the final climb to the mountain summit. Our colleagues at Indian Country Today swept the National Native Media Awards on Wednesday. The 40-year-old newspaper branched out last year to produce a daily television newscast that is picked up by dozens of TV stations nationally and internationally. Indian Country Today captured 4 first place awards and was recognized in 7 other categories for print and online news. A hearty congratulations for those well-deserved awards. And those are the headlines. For 1 week each summer, a group of violinists converge in the tiny town of Lake City. They've been coming for the past 5 years. As KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports, they come to improve their craft and make their music accessible to the community.
I'm practicing and it's not good.
Nathan Southwick is practicing the Debussy Violin Sonata in historic St. James Episcopal in downtown Lake City. Southwick was one of 7 collegiate violin players visiting the town in late July. They came for the annual Lake City String Academy. It's a week-long, rigorous violin program.
The thing that I love and that I hate about the violin, and it is kind of like a love-hate relationship with it, is that you are never done. Even the best violin players in the world, I think, never lay in bed at night thinking, I'm the best violin player in the world, I have nothing to learn. And so it's a lifelong pursuit.
Students like Southwick spend the week mastering one piece of music. They practice solo in community settings such as churches or the local school. They attend private lessons with academy faculty. They also go to master classes at the Mosley Arts Center. These sessions are open to the public, and the public not only gets to hear beautiful music, but also learn what it takes to be a violinist.
In those 4 bars, right?
Right.
Okay, the other thing is the dotted quarter, that energy is what she's gonna feel. So if you go, da, she's gonna think it's slow, but if you go, da, 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 that's the note that's gonna help it.
That's String Academy director, Annie Chalix Boyle. She's also a violin professor at Texas Tech University.
So there has been a chamber music series in Lake City going back to the late 70s. And yet there was not really an educational outreach project.
Boyle says in 2014, she was invited to play in the local chamber series, and that's when she thought up the String Academy. She presented her idea to the Lake City Arts Board of Directors. They gave her the green light to develop the program. It's now in its 5th year.
The idea of having 7 violinists come from all over the world and become part of the community for that week was something that seemed to be a reasonable thing for such a small town, and the concert hall was here.
The majority of the funding for the String Academy comes from Lake City donors. Boyle says some residents even sponsor a musician and host them in their homes. Boyle says the Academy exists because of local support, and that's why community involvement is such an important aspect of the program.
We can have people come in and actually watch the behind the scenes of how we rip apart a piece of music and put it back together again.
This year's String Academy brings another diverse group to Lake City. There are students from across the United States and from Brazil, Costa Rica, and Malaysia. Boyle says anyone playing violin at the collegiate level can apply to the Academy. In the summer, musicians working towards a music degree play at classical music festivals, like the ones held in Durango, Aspen, and Colorado Springs. Boyle says what makes the Lake City Academy different from other summer music programs is that it focuses only on the violin, not an orchestra, and is very small.
Every student that I'm working with, we're accomplishing something different. And because there's only seven, it allows me to go pretty deeply with each of them to figure out at the core maybe some facets of their playing that need a little bit of attention, or maybe something that they need a little bit more confidence with.
Maria Tai is practicing at the Lake City Community School.
Well, what am I not working on? It's everything. And that's what I'm working on and practicing, is to not only think about one thing, like vibrato or bow distribution or obviously right notes, but to think in layers.
This is Nathan Southwick's second time attending the String Academy. He says he's back because the program helps him become a better violinist.
The general takeaway is that it changes our personal standards for ourselves. You know, if I can spend this week really focusing on this piece and getting it to a level that I haven't played a piece at before, in the future when I play different pieces, my expectations of myself will be very different. That's how people get better.
Tonight, the Art Center in Lake City is crowded. People are here for the String Academy's community performance, where students showcase the piece of music they intensely studied all week. They are accompanied by pianist Natalia Sukina, an Academy faculty member. Here's the night's final performer.
I am Aria Tai, and I am from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Tonight, I will be playing for you the third movement of Sergei Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 2 in G minor.
Reporting from Lake City, I'm Laura Palmisano.
And that's your regional newscast for Friday, August 6th. I'm Kate Redmond.